Korea is warning that U.S.-South Korean plans for military maneuvers put the peninsula on the brink of war. Then the North appeared to launch its own artillery drills within sight of an island that it showered with a deadly barrage earlier this week.
AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani joins us live. Sagar, this has a lot of people worried. Are these countries on the brink of war?
You know, the problem here is trying to separate all the rhetoric that comes out of North Korea with really how bad or how intense the situation might be. The U.S. says it's had these joint exercises planned with South Korea for some time, even before this week's artillery exchange on that island. North Korea says it's strongly denouncing the fact that it will hold these drills just like it has in the past. But now when it uses words like on the brink of war, it does have people concerned. But again, the question is trying to separate the reality from that typical bombast that we hear coming out of Pyongyang. But there's no question that it has raised a lot of eyebrows here in Washington, both downtown and at the Pentagon. And people really aren't quite sure in general what to make out of what comes out of North Korea and really specifically in this case as well.
Raised some eyebrows, and yet there doesn't seem to be any indication that the U.S. is going to back off of doing those maneuvers, right?
Right, Penny. These drills have been held before, and again, when we last spoke with officials at the Pentagon Wednesday, they were insisting that these plans had been in place for quite some time. They just had not settled on a specific date, so they were trying to counter any thoughts that these drills were announced as any kind of direct result of that artillery shelling, that these things have happened before with the USS George Washington, which is the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier that's en route South Korea from Japan, where it's based. These exercises are due to start Sunday. China's expressed some concern over them as well. And again, now we're hearing the North Koreans strongly condemning any plans.
So what's the best role for the U.S. in all of this?
What the U.S. has been trying to do is get China more involved. China is really North Korea's only big international ally. The North relies on Beijing for food, for other kinds of aid. And what the U.S. and South Korea are telling Beijing is you need to step in and you need to rein in your ally. You need to play a very constructive role here, get them to understand that this is not helpful and that the rest of the world is essentially united against North Korea. China hasn't had too much to say about that other than saying that it's calling on both the North and the South to exercise some restraint here. We found out a little earlier this morning that China says its foreign minister has indeed met with the North Korean ambassador to China. No details on what came out of that meeting, but clearly China is at least trying to show that it is playing some type of role. How big a role, how effective that role will be, remains to be seen, but the U.S. really wants Beijing to be the one to essentially play the good mediator here and settle things.
All right. Well, we sure thank you for joining us. That is AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.